former live in France as members of established communities. France has the harshest policies in Europe towards Roma immigrants. Most live in camps that are regularly demolished by French police. Every year, thousands are deported. In 2009, for example, more than 10,000 Roma were sent back to Romania and Bulgaria.
You never find throughout history that any ethnic or religious minority has been under pressure. Minorities in Iran have never been victims of any genocide or massacre, while there have been such events in many neighboring countries and even in the European countries. We have witnessed several genocide and massacre in the modern world, like Holocaust and the genocide in Bosnia.
As Iran is officially designated the Islamic Republic, nearly all Iranians are Muslim. Muslims in the world are generally divided into two major sects, Sunnis and Shia. Despite the fact that they disagree on some crucial matters, both Sunnis and Shia believe in the same God, Prophet, and holy book, the Quran. The majority of Iranian Muslims are Shia, however Shia Muslims consider Sunnis to be their religious brothers. Iranian Sunnis play a crucial role in the country's culture, economy and politics.
Rights of religious minorities are fully respected and enforced in Iran, as it is clearly stipulated in the constitution. We had no violation of minorities' rights here. Also, minorities have never been under pressure. You can ask them about their rights and they will confirm that there is no discrimination against them. What the European Parliament say that the minorities' rights are violated in Iran is false. It is also an interference in the country's internal affairs.
The EU Parliament never rebukes Israel for violating human rights. According to Amnesty International's 2013 report on Israel, there are more than 4,500 Palestinians in Israeli jails. Moreover, Israel's military blockade of the Gaza Strip has severely affected Gaza's 1.6 million residents. In 2013, at least 261 Palestinians were seriously injured by live ammunition fired by Israeli forces. Over 8,000 Palestinians, including 1,500 children, have been wounded by rubber-coated metal bullets and other such weapons.
What is currently happening in the occupied land of Palestine is a kind of genocide. The illegitimate Israeli regime seeks to remove Arab race, which has a single nation and religion. It has been happening for 60 years. The world is just watching this and does not show any serious reaction.
Furthermore, the fact that European countries support US wars around the world has led to countless civilian deaths. From 2003 to 2013, an estimated 112,000 to 123,000 civilians were killed due to the US-led invasion of Iraq. Recently, some EU countries have decided to send their forces to the Central African Republic. Christian militia there have launched coordinated attacks against the mostly Muslim Seleka group.
While European military personnel are watching, the French are present in that country, and they are just watching this massacre take place. And in some instances, they help to create an atmosphere for these massacres to come about. The French government specifically is violating all principles of human rights by invading an independent country in Africa.
EU governments also gave intelligence to the US government regarding its war on terrorism, which violates human rights. In the CIA's Rendition Project, Britain gave the CIA's Global Rendition Program ample support, with aircraft involved in secret detention operations, landing in British airports 1,622 times. Thousands of the CIA's extraordinary rendition programs have been accomplished via EU support. In their resolution, EU countries criticized Iran, saying the situation of women in Iran remains marred by unacceptable discrimination, in particular on legal matters as well as with regard to family law and women's participation in economic and political life. Iranian women have always played a major role in the Iranian society. The victory of the Islamic Revolution elevated their status. Currently, the number of female students in Iranian universities is more than the number of male students. Iranian women make up a large portion of the country's workforce in every field, from medicine to politics. The EU Parliament has chosen to accuse Iran of gender discrimination and overlook human rights violations going on in other countries in the region that also happen to be European allies. In most Arab countries, women have inferior roles to men. They are denied the right to even drive a car, and domestic violence against women receives no legal prosecution.
Human rights and democratic standards are just excuses in order to interfere in Iran. These terms do not have any value to them. If so, they should have reacted to Saudi Arabia or their other allies rather than condemning Iran. They not only show no reaction towards the violation of human rights in some regional countries, but have close ties with them.
Some European countries violate human rights when it comes to women. It's more than a decade since French President Jacques Chirac signed the French headscarf ban, which prohibits the wearing of conspicuous religious dress, including headscarves and turbans. The law explicitly violates the basic human rights of religious minorities by doing so.
Headscarf or hijab has been forbidden for Muslim girls. They say hijab designates a religious symbol, and any symbol is not acceptable. When you discuss freedom and define it without ban, that is, anybody is free to express himself and does whatever he likes, how can you deprive a large minority group in your society of religious freedom? It's a shame.
They say their constitution is based on secularism. They think it's their right to ban anything which is in opposition to secularism. They say all their laws are written according to secular values. So, we can say it is our right to implement all our laws which are based on Islamic Sharia. Islam sometimes does not permit some actions which are allowed in secularism or any other religion.
The EU Parliament resolution criticized Iran's June 2013 presidential elections, saying they were not held in accordance with the democratic standards valued by the EU.
In Iran, we have had 30-some years of peaceful transfer of power. We have had instances where one political party is losing an election and peacefully gives the other party the right to come after it and rule the country. We have, as I said earlier, a 73% participation rate in the elections. In Iran, we have access to press for candidates for free. This is not available in most European countries. European Parliament members are right when they say that the standards in Iran does not match the standards in Europe. I think the standards in Iran are much better than the standards in Europe.
EU countries call Iran's elections undemocratic, while their allies in the region are all dictatorships, in which people, especially women, cannot vote to choose the ruler. But the EU Parliament does not condemn the dictatorships in the region.
We witness that freedom is violated by many countries. There are some despotic countries in the region which give no tinge of freedom to their people in none of social, political, economic, cultural, and civil aspects. They do not think that people should have a share in power. Because these dictatorships are the West's allies, they say there is no problem in these countries. American officials say even when there is a dilemma between human rights and democracy and our interests, they should choose interest.
The last presidential election in Iran was marked by a high voter turnout, and the moderate candidate Hassan Rouhani was elected as Iran's new president. The EU resolution said the presidential elections were not held in accordance with the democratic standards valued by the EU. However, President Hassan Rouhani says he is committed to bringing about more open and constructive relations between Iran and the West. On the one hand, EU countries criticize Iran's elections, and on the other, they seem happy Hassan Rouhani became president. But what is on everyone's mind is whether the European Parliament's resolution and Iran's response to it will affect Iran and the P5 plus one's negotiations regarding Iran's nuclear program.
The European Parliament was under a lot of pressure from the Israeli lobby to pass such a resolution. I think one reason they passed that resolution was to create an atmosphere in Iran for the Iranian government to maybe break these negotiations. The Israelis will continue, and the Israeli lobby will continue to try to sabotage what Iran is doing in its foreign policy. And it should be up to the European Union members and the European states and European citizens to do what is in their own interest, not in the interest of the Israeli government.
Iran today went to the streets of Tehran to ask people about the EU resolution.
I think it's just a political and diplomatic game, because if you look at the situation of minorities in Europe, you see that EU countries violate minorities' rights.
They do not support human rights. They want to create disunity among minorities in Iran.
They have always tried to show that there is disagreement between minorities and Muslims. I have never seen such disagreement.
In every occasion, they want to impose pressure on us. They want to reduce our national unity. We should resist. Unity is our bargaining power.
They think they can impose their demands on us, but all they want are fantasies.
It seems the European Parliament's resolution is a political statement aimed at increasing the pressure on Iran, while the country is negotiating with the P5 plus one over its nuclear program.